Both of the readings today really challenge us to rethink, reflect, and reprioritize our life. From the prophet Jeremiah in the first reading, we are being challenged to contemplate on the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, through a life of prayer, through a life of reflection, just like what he said, "When I found your word, O Lord, I devoured them. They became my joy and the happiness of my heart." Do we really believe that? That the word of God and the friendship with God really become the happiness of our heart and become our joy? Or had it become the lesser things of this world? Oftentimes, we allow the lesser things of this world to become our joy, our happiness, our definition, instead of God himself. Which leads us toward that very sensitive gospel reading from St. Matthew. Are we willing to trade everything in this world to seek the kingdom of God or not? Or are we seeking the kingdoms of this world and willing to trade friendship with God? That's a hard question to ask. It's so easy for us to kind of secularize the church, right? To bring secular values into the church and say, oh, it's going to make us feel better. It's going to make us feel more updated and somehow like everybody else. But are we really pulling in disciples, or are we pulling in spectators? Ask ourselves these questions. In all of our pursuit to evangelize, are we going to attract disciples and believers who are willing to let go of everything to follow Christ? Or are we trying so hard to win spectators' heart? Spectators will always chase after spectacles that are appealing to their eyes and their senses. And once they stop becoming appealing to them, they leave. We need to spend more effort then, personally and ecclesiastically speaking, forming disciples, the one who stay, the one who remain, the one who continue to let go of everything else in order to hold on to the kingdom of God. So, before we worry about everybody else, ask ourselves this. What am I willing to trade? Am I willing to let go in order for me to hold on to the reign of God, the kingdom of God, so that he is my everything?